Hurricane Ike is churning through the Caribbean. It's now over Cuba and plowing toward the Gulf of Mexico. In parts of the tiny Turks and Caicos Islands, the damage was devastating. We reached Sergeant Brian Stacia on the hard-hit island of South Caicos.
It is a catastrophe. Most of the people were sheltered. Some were evacuated by the police from the shelter after the roofs and stuff started falling in. And that was about 2 or 3 in the morning.
The hurricane also passed just north of Haiti, still reeling from 2 huge recent storms, Gustave and Hanna. Hundreds of Haitians died in those storms, and at least 48 more drowned overnight. NPR's Jason Bobian is in one flooded Haitian city and filed this report.
Steep mountains surround the port city of Gonaïves. Standing up a slope to the east of the city, you can see how much the entire city is underwater. Where the coast used to be, the water in the streets appears to merge seamlessly with the ocean. Welkin Emmanuel, who lives in a shack on the slope, says the water is even higher today than when Tropical Storm Jean hit here in 2004 and killed several thousand people.
Now when the cold water coming, the roads go in the water. Plenty of people go in the water.
Emmanuel says over the past week, 5 people who had to evacuate their homes have been sleeping on the floor of his house. The rains from Ike have displaced even more people, and the rains are still coming.
The clean water is the main problem at the moment. It's the main problem.
Maximiliano Cochin is the head of mission for the Belgian chapter of Doctors Without Borders. Last week, Tropical Storm Hanna, among other things, cut off all road access to Gonaïves, killed some 200 people, and destroyed the city's hospital. Doctors Without Borders set up a health clinic in the heart of the city. But after the heavy rains today from Ike, that clinic is now inaccessible. Cochin says they're considering setting up a field hospital on the UN base, but he says it's even more important to figure out how residents are going to get clean water.
Because people without food can still survive some days, but if they are without water after a couple of days, they start to drink the dirty water. And we are thinking about 300,000 people here, so it's a huge amount of water that we need.
Adding to the stress on the humanitarian relief operation here, the water in the city continues to rise as more rain runs down from the surrounding hillsides. The United Nations base is already partially flooded, and all non-essential UN personnel have been evacuated. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Gonaïves, Haiti.